Okay, next we have Huge Shark with Wanting a Letter.
Whispers of history's grip, locked in the science of slip. Pattern is in the gear you fill with sand. You didn't know that you had the answer.
Yes, what else is there to say other than that this is the round of the saxophone? Who doesn't appreciate real horns? It's giving it that 80s soulful vibe, and I am here for it. Very evocative. I think the star of the show, as in last time, was the singing. Huge Shark. Valerie really knows how to sing and sing well. And there's some nice melodies, some nice long-held notes. It's a very pretty song. I really enjoyed in the tail end of the song when she does sort of a three, and you know, I like doing stuff in threes in songs. People like threes. There's sort of this triple sort of parallel metaphor about the boat standing by the shore and you're not getting in, the train's pulling in and you're not getting in, and then obviously the heart-rending one, my heart's cleaving open and you're not getting in. I just really enjoyed the sort of impact of that all the way at the end, and obviously wanting that letter that's never coming.
I am a child of the 1980s. And that is one of the reasons that ballads hit me especially hard. Like, I lived through this time when MTV was nothing but, you know, Who's Gonna Drive You Home by the Cars, and like these terrible ballads by ZZ Top, and like, you know, Total Eclipse of the Heart. And look, I actually kind of like that one.
That's a classic. That yeah, a classic. You take that back.
Yeah, that's Jim Steinman, right? From Jim Steinman for Meatloaf. Yeah. All those Meatloaf ballads and Total Eclipse of the Heart, absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, you do need to watch the literal video of Total Eclipse of the Heart if you've never seen it. It's very, very funny where they talk through everything that they're doing, actually describing the weird stuff that's happening in that music video. It is worth the watch.
So yes. I will have to give that a watch. And I'm trying my best to put my genre bias aside because Valerie, she deserves my honest attention to the song, so I'm trying. So I'm with her on the first verse, and I'm feeling it. So she's singing these lines with no small amount of intimacy or drama or power, and you know, I'm in. And then I'm slowly starting to notice that there's this soft rock drum pattern in the background when it hits the rim tap. It's like a very audible rim tap. And then after that, I just can't not hear it. That's like, you know, pattern number 5. And then not long after that, I'm hearing a like lonely, mournful sax, which is starting to dramatically puncture some of those lines and the first at the end of the first verse. And then, you know, there's another verse and the sax is coming in with like this sort of melancholy counter melody to it. And as I'm taking this in, the chorus hits. And then there's these dramatic sweeps of like either a harp or like a hammered dulcimer. And then there's this like haunted, dramatic spoken word interlude. And I'm still hanging on. Like this is hard for me, but I'm making it through. And
you
then,
can do it, Jumpy.
And then we get to, you know, and there's another verse and there's more sax with its counter melody. Then at the ending, like in the bridge, things sort of change up. And I like that section in threes that you were talking about. And that's actually where in the chord progression, there is like a D7 to G to A minor progression, which is the challenge meeting part. And I picked up my guitar and I played some really dramatic, chimey guitar arpeggios along with that section, and I thought it sounded pretty cool, and I sort of liked playing along on that part of it.
So your addition was your favorite part of this?
Yes. Yes, it was. To be clear. And if Valerie would like me to play those chords on the guitar, I can arrange that.
You know, yeah. The cover rounds at the end, so
yeah,
get ready.
True.
Like most songs, the best way to improve them is to add jerkatorium. And that's
right.
Pretty much it.
That's what my mother told me.
Yeah. Well, I like the song. I think, yeah, in general, sort of, I like the song. There's things that I was impressed about it. You know, the real sax is impressive, and the piano, harp, and strings, I think they sound great whether they're real or not. The arrangement is good and it's effective. and the vocal performance is just beautiful. The whole experience of the song is a bit of a downer, though. So, like, I don't know when I'm going to want to hear this song again. Like, I don't have any actual complaints, but the lower energy, melancholy songs, you know, they tend not to have a lot of appeal for me. In my sort of initial listens through, I was going to complain about that spoken word bit that you mentioned, Chumpy. But the actual lyrics in that spoken word bit talk about mumbling. So I was like, I was wanted to complain that they were unclear and sort of mumbled. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, no, that's literally actually what is being said anyway, something about a mumble. So
yeah. That's in the second chorus. The first chorus is something else, but the second chorus is the mumbly one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that note as well. I had forgotten, but there were the two spoken parts were a little quiet on volume. And then, yeah, it was like the murmur. I was like, all right, we'll give a pass for that. But the other one is still a little quiet.
Word painting.
Exactly. It must have been intentional because she, you know, talks about murmuring.
Yeah, murmuring. Murmuring.
Murmuring. She doesn't know. Murmuring. She goes. Okay.